Do you have that run down feeling? Does your head go reeling? Are you nervous, jumpy, or on the edge? Is it neuritis, neuralgia, a head cold distress? Or maybe it's your sinus drainage? Do you have tired blood? Berry, or maybe you're a little overweight? You better make some correction in all this infection. Just send in $1.98. Get rid of that running nose, that nagging cough, that sneeze, that chew, that wheeze, and other injuries. Take the wonder drug that cures all your ills. Take Jeremiah Peabody's polyunsaturated, quick dissolving, fast acting, pleasant tasting green and purple pills. Oh yeah. Well, it won't upset your stomach. It's good for arthritis. It soothes all your aches and pains. Get rid of those hammers in your head. Don't be a hypochondriac. Start feeling better again. Clear up that fungus among us. It's good for every ailment, including water on the knee. And it's guaranteed to be just what you need for quick, fast, speedy relief. Get rid of that running nose, that nagging cough, that sneeze, that chew, that wheeze, and other injuries. Take the wonder drug that cures all your ills. Take Jeremiah Peabody's polyunsaturated, quick dissolving, fast acting, pleasant tasting green and purple pills. Oh yeah, little green and purple pills. Oh yeah.
There's a little bitty bug that's a-going all around. He's hitting all the cities and he's hitting all the towns. Beetles don't claim him and neither do the fleas, because he makes everybody sneeze. I've got that Asiatic blues. Well, he comes slipping in when you least expect him. Folks are taking those shots to protect him. I got mine just the other day, and now my sneezing's all gone. Still got that Asiatic flu. Your nose will too, your head will ache, and you'll chill and freeze. But most of all, you'll sit and sneeze. I've got that Asiatic flu. Now, London has a bridge that's known to the world. An evening in Paris will make your hair curl. Russia's always kicking up a hullabaloo. And Asia's got a bug called the that Asiatic flu. Now here we were, just as fine as we could be, when in walked a bug just as big as you please. You know what I think about this here disease? Give it back to the Asians and let them sniff. Everybody's got that Asiatic flu. Everybody's got that Asiatic flu.
Some people bad, some people good. Too bad the bad can't be like the good. But everything changes a little and it should. Good ain't forever and bad ain't for good. And Lou's got the flu and he's laid up, laid up, laid up, laid up, laid up, laid up. Lou's got the flu and he's laid up, laid up. Have to get well pretty soon though. I got sugar in my candy, sugar in my soup. I'm getting fat from the candy, I'm sick from the soup. And true love is sweet, but if it's mishandled, a bitter wind blows and out goes your candle. Lou's got the flu and he's laid up, laid up, laid up, laid up, laid up, laid up. Lou's got the flu and he's laid up, laid up. I have to get well pretty soon though. Now not enough water puts thirst in a man, just enough water puts joy in his land. But too much water will overflow and tear the man's land up. So there you go. And Lou's got the flu and he's laid up, laid up, laid up, laid up, laid up, laid up. Lou's got the flu and he's laid up, laid up. Have to get well pretty soon though.
Outside the house, do you button up your coat quick, quick as a mouse? Say I do not like you.
If the rain rains rain or it should sleet, is your raincoat on? Are your rubbers on your feet? Say I do not like you.
If the snow, snow, snows as white as bread, are the mittens on your hands and a hat above your head?
If you catch a cold, you'll have to stay in bed.
Say I do.
Not achoo.
Achoo? Achoo? Why, you cut a cold. You has to go to bed.
When it's cold, cold, cold outside the house, do you button up your coat quick, quick as a mouse? Say I do not achoo.
If the rain rains rain or it should sleet, is your raincoat on? Are your rubbers on your feet? Say I do and not achoo.
If the snow, snow, snows as white as bread, are the mittens on your hand and the hat upon your head?
If you catch a cold, you'll have to stay in bed.
Say I do.
Not a shoe.
A shoe.
The doctor always makes me take such awful tasting things. He seems to think, for goodness sake, I like whatever he brings. I wish I was the doctor and I wish he could be me. Then pretty soon he'd understand, you bet I'd make him see. Gee, wouldn't I like to be the doctor? To get him for my patient would be keen. Then every single hour, I'd give him something sour and 40 quarts of castor oil between. Gee, wouldn't I make him stick his tongue out? I bet he'd have it down around his chin. I'd tell a joke to make him grin, and then I'd stick the needle in. Gee, wouldn't I like to be the doctor?
Oh, who are you?
I'm the wishing fairy. Would you like to make a wish, little man?
Well, yes, fairy. I'd like to be the doctor, just for one day.
And who would you like to have for your patient?
Fairy, could I have the doctor for my patient?
I touch you with my magic wand. Your wish is granted.
Oh, A sore throat, huh? Well, sit right down there.
This won't hurt, will it, Doctor?
Of course not. Stick out your tongue. Say ah.
Ah.
Oh, it's awful bad. You got streptococcus inflammation.
Is that bad, Doctor?
Yep. Gotta squirt it. Open up. There.
He wouldn't I like to be the doctor. I'd make him stay in bed 100 years. Then I'd make some sticky goo. And then when I got through, I'd pour 1,000 gallons in his ears. He wouldn't I like to hear him holler whenever I put on the iodine. I'd tell him that it wouldn't hurt, and then I'd give him an extra squirt. Gee, wouldn't I like to be the doctor?
Bless me, doctor, I have sinned. Since seeing you last week, the spirit had the will to win, but the flesh was weak. You warned me that I must deprive my appetites and somehow strive to conquer these compulsive drives to eat which now obsess me. You told me all the foods to ban. You gave me pills to aid the plan. I still outweigh my own sedan. And so I must confess me. On Monday, I awoke at 8. Determined to reduce my weight. Dry toast and tea is all I ate. Then Satan came to test me. The pills had made me feel so great, I felt I ought to celebrate. I made French toast and licked the plate. Bless you, Doctor, bless me. On Tuesday, as I lay in bed, I still had 60 pounds to shed, but thoughts of cheesecake filled my head and started to enslave me. The devil can't trick me, I said. I want the cheesecake, but instead I'll eat 2 loaves of diet bread. Save me, doctor, save me. On Wednesday I went quite insane. At 8 I switched on Jack LaLanne. By 9 I was a knot of pain. Then Satan came to snare me. By 10, I couldn't stand the strain. I dialed a famous chicken chain. Send 3 with malts and 2 more plain. Spare me, Colonel, spare me. But Thursday brought the worst disgrace. On Thursday, I was very base. I looked the devil in the face. I should have known he'd trap me. I got into a kind of race. I won the race with easy grace. The race was in a pizza place. Slap me, someone, slap me. And now it's Friday and I'm back. A saturated cul-de-sac. A hopeless munchomaniac. But nothing can suppress me. So put some fresh pills in my sack. I'm ready for the fiend's attack. And while I wait, I'll have a snack. Pass the bread and bless me.
Hey, this is Randy Van Stone.
What?
He said this is Randy Van Stone.
Sorry, man. I got rockitis of the ears.
That's why you need to go to the health insurance navigation tool.
What?
It's a free resource for musicians to find out about affordable health insurance.
What?
Hint, dude. www.futureofmusic.org/hint.
Right. Yeah, I'm totally into internet porn, too.
No, dude. Health insurance.
Wilt endurance. Kinky.
Get the hint, man, at www.futureofmusic.org/hint.
What?
All right, nurse, bring the next patient in. Get up on this table, pull off that gown, raise up that right leg, let that left one down. Pull off them stockings, that silk underwear. The doctor's got to cut you, mama, Lord knows where. Got 2 or 3 tumors, shaped like a pew. 2 or 3 leaks in your inner tube. Bring on that ether. Bring on that gas. The doctor's got to cut you, mama. Yes, yes. The doctor knows to fix it. The doctor knows just what to do.
Oh, doctor, can I
I have? Just a little water.
Shh, be quiet now. Be quiet.
Oh, Doc, that was so sick.
That's all right. The doctor ain't going to hurt you.
Can I have a little water, Doctor?
After what?
Oh, Doctor, what are you going to do with that long knife?
Oh, don't worry about that. That's just a doctor's tool.
Oh, what you gonna do with that saw?
Oh, we just take off legs with that.
Oh.
Be quiet now. Now, see, there you are. The doctor's through.
Oh, Doctor, what did you take out of me?
All right, I'll tell you now. 4 monkey wrenches and a 2-horse shave. Half old breeches and a bale of hay. Your ribs were kind of loose. They moved about. If I had to scold you up, everything would fail out. I put in new tubes, hide the exhaust. I went into your hood and cleaned your spark plugs off. Your body's kind of weak. Now don't be hard. From now on, be careful with them connection rods.
All right, Doctor.
The doctor knows the fix it. The doctor knows just what to do.
Oh, gee, Doctor, but I feel fine.
Oh, that's fine.
Hey, Doctor, I feel like I want to do a little mess around.
That's so. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, Doctor, that's good.
Now, that's the way patients do to come to this hospital. Your body's kind of weak. Don't be hard. Go kind of easy with them connection rods.
All right, Doctor.
Oh, the doctor knows to fix it. He knows just what to do.
Up this morning, tell you the news. Look at my sister and it began to ooze. Lord, Lord, talk about my oozing cyst. Oh, devil, he got me on his list. Went to the laundry, tried to get my clothes dry. The cyst began to ooze and I don't know why. Lord, Lord, talk about my oozing cyst. Old man devil got me on his list. When I look at my watch, it's now 10:15. Wonder when that oozing cyst will lose again. Oh, Lord, 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 talk about my oozing cyst. Old man devil got me on his list. To the preacher, asked him what to do. Said, boy, that sister's gonna follow you. Oh, Lord, 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 talk about my oozing cyst. Old man devil got me on his list. Went down to the diner, tried to have me a steak. The poor little sister just began to ache. Lord, 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 I'm talking about my oozing cyst. Old man devil, he got me on his list. Uh-huh. I look at my watch, now it's 6:15. I wonder what the blood and pus are gonna mix. Oh, Lord, 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 talk about my oozing cyst. Old man devil got me on his list. Headed for the bar, feeling kind of pissed. The liquor took my blues, but it left my cyst. Oh, Lord, 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 talk about my oozing cyst. Old man devil got me on his list. At my watch, now it's 9:15. The sis may not be nothing, but at least it's mine. Oh, Lord, Lord, talk about my oohs and sis. Old man devil got me on his knees. So look at him, mama, what you want me to do? Love me and my oozing sister lose for you. Oh, Lord, 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 I'm talking about my oozing sister. Yes, I am. Oh, that old man devil got me on his list. That's my
You have some lovely children and a lovely wife. You have a healthy bank account and had a healthy life. But you knew the day was coming. It was always meant to be. The doctor says it's time to have a colonoscopy. Oh, colon, colon, colonoscopy. A wonderful procedure, I'm sure you will agree. Your number's up, it's time to take one for the team. It's right there on the schedule, a colonoscopy. There is some preparation that you should know about. You have to drink this fluid that will surely clean you out. They take a certain instrument to look around inside. And honestly, I'll tell you, it can be a bumpy ride. Oh, colon, colon, colonoscopies. A wonderful procedure to help prevent disease. Stay close to a bathroom. Careful when you sneeze. You can't get away from colonoscopy. It's not a lot of pleasure, it's not a lot of fun, but now you're turning 40, so you know it must be done. It's not an ordinary, typical exam. You lay down on the table and then, thank you, ma'am. Oh, colon, colon, colonoscopy. A wonderful procedure, as everyone can see. And never underestimate how thorough they will be. It's time to take your medicine, colonoscopy.
Welcome to my screening room. You're going to be a star. I'm the abdominal showman. Smile, you're on colon camera. I'll be holding this colonoscope. I'll guide it carefully. When I put the rest in your intestine, this is what I see.
Colon is a mighty big river that's deep inside of me. Colon,
sometimes in the river there's things there shouldn't be.
Colon, that's why I'm having this colonoscopy. The colorectal surgeon's gonna make me polyp free. I'm over 50 years of age, I feel pretty good. But I'm having this colonoscopy because I know I should. I haven't eaten anything for just about one whole day. My colon is so clean that I am pooping Perrier.
Colon
is a mighty big river that's deep inside of me.
Colon, sometimes in the river there's things there shouldn't be.
Colon, that's why I'm having this colonoscopy. The colorectal surgeon will make me polyp free. They give to me a sedative soon after I arrive. I'm taking a journey on a gurney, but I'm not allowed to drive. The doctor said,
Mr. Blue, this goo will keep your passage slick. Okay, Mr. Blue?
Under the circumstances, you can call me Rick.
The colon is a mighty big river, a river that's big and wide. And the colonoscope is coming all the way to the other side.
No one lives forever, one day I'm bound to go. But it won't be my colon that takes me, that's one thing I know.
A camera and a monitor shows all that we detect.
Not only is he in show business, but also he directs. He's a master of precision as he goes up my butt.
It's hard to believe, just yesterday I missed the 2-inch putt. Colon
is a mighty big river that's deep inside of me.
Colon, sometimes in the river there's things there shouldn't be. Colon
and rectal surgeon tells everyone he screams.
The way I see it, this is the end that justifies the means. The amazing colonoscope has everything I need. I could see that polyp and take it right off, cauterize it if it bleeds.
And when it's over, I could go home with spotless underwear.
I didn't even need to make a hole because the hole was already there. The colon
is a mighty big river that's deep inside of me.
The colon, sometimes in the river there's things there shouldn't be. Go on and have yourself a colonoscopy. Colo rectal surgeon will make you polyp free. Everybody say colon, 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 colon.
You made a smart decision, and we'll take good care of you.
Take good care of you.
So just lose your inhibitions. Once you get that gown on, it's like playing peekaboo. So tip-tock into dreamland while I peek beneath the sheet.
While I peek beneath the sheet.
I'm gonna do it. Clean man with a twinkle in your eye and a smile between your cheeks. It's not that bad, it's not that bad. A colonoscopy is painless. It's not that bad, it's not that bad. We're gonna see what's going on. By the time you arrived here today, the hardest part was over, girl. You know, the preparation is worse than the procedure. You remember yesterday? One, you make a cocktail.
A really interesting cocktail.
Two, you drink that cocktail.
Spend some time in your bathroom.
In the bathroom. Four, more time in your bathroom.
Read another magazine.
Five, come see the doctor. And now take a look inside. Take a look inside.
Looking at places the sun don't shine. Trying to shed a little light. Don't be embarrassed and don't be shy. 'Cause baby, this could save your life.
not that bad. Oh, Lord, I'm so proud of you. You're gonna get a medal.
Mm-hmm.
All I have to say is, yes.
I was young, my father was my hero. In my eyes he hung the moon, the other dads were zeros. Peek-a-boo and hide-and-seek, oh, the games we play. But there was one game that he loved I quickly learned to hate. I was sitting by the TV, having milk and zingers, when Dad walked in, said, "Come here, Worms, come on, boy, pull my finger." I went ahead and did it, I didn't know no better. Now Mom tells me that I came to a good 12 hours later. Oh, the paint would peel, the doors would roar, the fumes would make you cry. It smelled like some wild animal crawled up his leg and died. You could use 10 pounds of potpourri, that awful stench would linger. We cleared the room and none too soon when Dad said, "Pull my finger." Billy beer and hard-boiled eggs at each and every meal. Baked beans and sauerkraut, that man had bowels of steel. Imagine what the price we paid because he ate that crud. We couldn't take him anywhere for fear he'd launch a scud. Now we saw Reba McEntire, the queen of country singers. We all asked for autographs, but Dad said, "Pull my finger." She went ahead and did it, she didn't know no better. Her makeup melted off her face, I think that upset her. Oh, the paint would peel, the doors would roar, the fumes could make you cry. It smelled like some wild animal crawled up his leg and died. You could use 10 pounds of potpourri, that awful stench would linger. They cleared the room and none too soon when Dad said, "Pull my finger." Here we go! Dad would say, "It wasn't me, I knew he was a liar." He said, "There's an elephant under my recliner." He'd even say, "It was the dog, how could he try to blame it? We never even had a dog, if we did, we never named it." Now you can call them pooters, barking spiders, squeaky stinkers. And shame on you if you should say, "Come here once, pull my finger." Don't you go and do that, now don't be getting cocky. You could push too hard and end up with a load down in your jockeys. Oh, the paint would peel, the doors would roar, the fumes could make you cry. It smelled like some wild animal crawled up his leg and died. You could use 10 pounds of potpourri, that awful stench would linger. We cleared the room and none too soon when Dad said, "Pull my finger." Oh, the paint would peel, the doors would roar, the fumes could make you cry. It smelled like some wild animal crawled up his leg and died. You could use 10 pounds of potpourri, that awful stench would linger. We cleared the room and none too soon when Dad said, "Pull my finger." We cleared the room and none too soon when Dad said, "Pull my finger."
All right, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another edition of The Bit Slap. I'm Dr. KBC, and this is your health checkup. Kind of a show ripped right out of the headlines this week as we go through the charade of pretending we care about healthcare. I mean, we care about it, but some other people don't. I'm not going to politicize it. I'll just get on with it, okay? We started with Ray Stevens, and that was Jeremiah Peabody's polyunsaturated, quick-dissolving, fast-acting, pleasant-tasting green and purple pills. You can go ahead and say that five times fast. I'll see you in an hour, okay? Meanwhile, we will move on. We heard from Ebenezer and the Epidemics. That was the Asiatic flu, which I have never had, by the way. At least I don't think so. I don't know. Lou's Got the Flu from Roger Miller. Hope he's better. Achu was Jack Mercer and Mae Castell, Popeye and Olive Oil. The original voice of Popeye, by the way, was a guy named Billy Costello, who apparently was too much of a pain in the ass and got fired, and Jack Mercer took over. Jack was an animator there at the Fleischer Studios or somewhere over there, and his wife actually did the voice of Olive Oil for a while in some of those cartoons. We move on. Smilin' Ed after that. Can't tell you anything about Smilin' Ed, except he's evidently pretty happy. And that was the Doctor song. Bless Me, Doctor. It was Victor Buono. You remember him from Batman. He was King Tut. Very large guy. And it's sort of... what was that? Sorry. Oh, okay. Victor Buono, very large guy, died at the age of 45. I suspect as part of the size differential between him and a healthy person. We heard from a guy named Van Stone, a PSA for some health insurance. And just so you know, that's an honest-to-God website. It's still active. It's called futureofmusic.org/get-hint. I'll put that in the playlist for you, for you musicians who may have any trouble with health insurance. We heard from Big Bill Brunzi, a song written by Georgia Tom Dorsey. That was Terrible Operation Blues. Alan Seidler after that, My Oozing Cyst, to begin the disgusting part of today's show. We heard from Tim Hawkins, who is a Christian artist who has a birthday this coming Thursday. Same day as my sister. He's younger than my sister. That was the colonoscopy song. Colon is a Mighty Big River from Richard Blue. StopColonCancerNow.com. That's also a real website. I'll add that to the playlist. It's not that bad. It's actually... I won't say pleasant, but I'm a veteran of a few, and trust me, you should do it or else. Pull My Finger after that from the Happy Schnapps Combo, the pride of Manitowoc, Wisconsin. Okay, got some more coming. Got to check your blood pressure.
What the world?
That garbage truck just swerved and splattered me against the pavement. I'm all crushed up, Frankie. It's very painful. I hate when that happens.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Willie. But if you want to talk about some pain, the other day I was down at my workshop, you know, and I took one of them linoleum knives.
Yeah.
And I spread my toes apart and started sawing back and forth and back and forth. And then I took a little bottle of that,
Tabasco sauce?
Yeah. And I just sprinkled it in between my toes.
Yeah.
Kokomo, Bokomo, talk about a hot sweat.
Sounds painful.
It was. I hate when I do that.
I know what you mean. It's like the other day, I had nothing to do, so I grabbed one of those,
meat thermometers?
Yeah, and I shoved it into my ear, you know, just to see how far in I could get it to go. Well, it only went in about 3 inches, so I took one of those,
ball peen hammers?
Right, and I gave it a few extra whacks, you know, boy, is that painful.
Ooh!
Ow! Ouch! I hate when that happens.
Come on, boy.
Ooh!
Ow!
I hate when I do that.
I know what you mean. It's like the other day. I was in my bathroom, not doing nothing, just smelling the drain in the sink.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled down my pants, and then this, and I grabbed one of them,
double-edged disposable razors?
Yeah. And I start shaving my hiney, you know?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I got nicked up pretty good after about 20 minutes, so I ran into my,
foyer?
Yeah. And I squatted in a bowl of gin. Holy moly, talk about a spoon fest.
I know what you mean, pal. I was in the kitchen, you know, just eating an anchovy on a cruller. So I took my,
self-cutting movie projector?
Yeah, and you know the slot where the film feeds in?
Yeah.
Well, I put my tongue in there, you know, just to see how far in I could get it to go.
Yeah.
Well, I switched the machine on, and my tongue started going into the machine. It was wild. It was threading all around. It was going up and down and all around. But then it got jammed. My tongue was resting against the,
red-hot projector ball?
Right. And I started smelling smoked. It was like I was cooking up a whole batch of...
Country-style patty sausages?
Yeah, and I couldn't get it out. It was jammed. So I reached for one of those...
Shrimp forks?
Yeah, and I just plucked it out of there. Boy, I hate when that happens.
I know what you mean.
Ooh.
Ow.
Ouch! I hate when that happens.
Tell me about it.
Ooh.
Ow.
Ouch! I hate when I do that.
I know what you mean.
Today I was sitting on the stoop, not doing much, just burning the hair off my arms and my magnifying glass. And I reached for that,
6-inch replica of the Empire State Building?
Yeah, and I jammed it up my nose, you know, just to see how far in I could get it to go. Well, it only got up to the,
35th floor?
Yeah, so I took one of those,
things that you shake up and it snows inside?
Right, and I started whacking the bottom of that thing. Well, I must have hit it too hard, Frankie, because the point popped up out of the top of my head. I look weird, I did. I look like that,
Living unicorn in the Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus?
Yeah, I hate when that happens.
I know what you mean. Sounds like the time my staple belongs to my face.
It was more like the time I hammered the golf tee into my belly button.
Or like the time I threw my legs up over my head and scraped the back of my thighs with a cheese grater.
No, I think it was like the time I was at the bowling alley and I rested my head down on the,
ramp where the balls come back?
Yeah. Remember, my head looked like,
Milk cake?
No,
Bag of puppy chow?
No, it was the,
Baboon's bum.
Yeah. I hate when that happens.
Well, it's amazing.
Watch out! Wow. Oh, boy. What do you think we should do?
I don't know.
Maybe we should call the little old doctor from Ipanema.
The little old doctor from Ipanema?
You bet your fern.
There she is, Doctor, right next to the garbage truck.
Oh, Doctor, it hurts me.
Now, try and relax. Tell me, where does it hurt you?
Right on my sha-la-la.
Mm-hmm. I suppose it only hurts you when you laugh.
No, Doctor, only when I froo.
Well, I wouldn't worry about that. Your doo-wah-diddy seems to be fine.
Oh, thank you, Doctor.
He's a little old doctor from Ipanema.
An emergency. They just brought in the leader of the pack.
Ooh! Where was he hurt?
Right above his Hawaiian tattoo.
Oh, that's serious. We'll have to operate.
Well, you're quite an operator, Doctor.
Never mind that now. Prepare the patient.
Oh, Doctor, it hurts me.
Uh-huh. Only when you froog, I suppose.
No, Doctor. Only when I laugh.
Dang it.
Who's that banging on the piano?
Oh, shut up.
He's a little old doctor from Ipanema.
One of the Beach Boys was bitten by a seagull while walking in the sand.
Walking in the what?
The sand.
Oh, I see.
It seems the finger snapping bothered the birds.
Oh, well, you'd better bring him in. Nurse, get those seagulls out of here.
Oh, Doc, it hurts me.
I suppose it only hurts you when your frugal laugh.
I can't hear you, Doctor.
Who's that banging on the piano?
I don't know.
Nurse, get those seagulls out
doc,
of here.
Oh, Doc, it hurts me.
Who's that banging on the piano?
I can't hear you, Doc.
Nurse, get those seagulls out of here.
Doc, it's killing me.
I don't need no doctor, 'cause I know what's ailing me. I don't need no doctor, no, no, 'cause I know what's ailing me. I've been too long away from a baby. Oh, I'm coming down with a misery. I don't need no doctor for my prescription to be filled.
I don't need no doctor. I don't need no doctor.
I don't need no doctor, I tell you now, for my prescription to be filled.
I don't need no doctor. I don't need no doctor.
Only my baby's all I could ever take away this chill. Say, I need rest, but all I need is her tenderness. You put me on a critical list, when all I need is a her sweet kiss. You gave me a medicated lotion, but it didn't soothe my emotion.
I'm just a hypochondriac. Seems that most of all I lack, someone to watch over me. Try the doc and chiropractor. They all seem to miss the factor. Now I know just how it should be. I want a nurse to take my pulse and pat my head and tell me my case is not so bad. When I look in her eyes of gray, I feel better right away. I want a nurse to give me just a little squeeze and hold my hand till I feel at ease. When she says you will be okay, I feel like crying, hey, hey, hey. Doctors are all right to take your pulse and give you pills, but doctors don't give you any thrill. I want a nurse to bring me back to health. I gladly give all my wealth to that wonderful nurse of mine. I want a nurse to take my pulse and pat my head and tell me my case is not so bad. When I look in her eyes of gray, I feel better right away. I want a nurse to give me just a little squeeze and hold my hand till I feel at ease. When she says you will be okay, I feel like crying, hey, hey, hey. Doctors are all right to take your pulse and give you pills,
But doctors don't give you any thrills. I want a nurse to bring me back to health. I'd gladly give all my wealth to that wonderful nurse, to that wonderful nurse, to that wonderful nurse of mine.
Everybody wonders what anaesthetists do while the patient is asleep. Everybody wonders what we do for 3 hours while that machine goes beep. Everybody reckons we drink coffee and we gossip and we're generally subversive. Everybody reckons we do crosswords and Sudoku and we chat up all the nurses. Really think that's all we do? Well, let me tell you now, it isn't true. 'Cause we sometimes check the screen, and every now and then we write stuff, and if we have to intervene, we inject a bit of white stuff, and we offer to alter the lights, or the height of the bed, or fiddle with the radio, change the CD, we even check the patients occasionally. And if they move, we turn up the vapor, and then we go back to reading the paper. 'Cause when the patient's asleep, we just sit and listen to the beep. We just sit and listen to the... Once upon a time I took pride in my job, but now I think it's time to depart. 'Cause I just sit here every day and listen to blips of the heart.
Hey, Nighty was a good old soul, but what an imagination. As sure as spring would come around, there's annual operation. Doctors gathered gleefully round to see how they could clip her.
Till Uncle Junie, he got wise and just installed a zipper.
Now they don't have to operate, all they do just pull the zipper.
They can take a peek and see inside, just quicker than you can flicker.
For all the money that it saved, I'll tell you that's a pipper. Now they don't have to operate, all they do just pull the zipper.
Just her girdle. We heard an awful noise inside. It threw us in a hurdle.
We ran inside to see what's wrong. It caused us all to snicker.
There was Uncle June, his finger stuck atwixt eight out his zipper.
But we didn't have to operate. All we done just pulled the zipper.
We had him free in no time at all. Just feeling fine and chipper.
Appendicitis, gallstone, it makes no difference whicher. Now they don't have to operate. All they do just pull the zipper.
For all their medical sewing, until the Sparty came along, he had a way of knowing.
With pity on the old tomcat, he pulled one that's a pipper.
He saved the lives of a billion cats when he invented the zipper.
Now they don't have to operate, all they do just pull the zipper.
They take a peek and see inside, just quicker than you can flicker.
All the money that it saved, I'll tell you it's a pipper.
Now they don't have to operate, all they do just pull the zipper.
Everything reminds me of my therapist. My checkbook reminds me of my therapist. Kleenex reminds me of my therapist. People yawning remind me of my therapist. And you remind me of my therapist, but you don't cost a thing. People nodding remind me of my therapist, especially when I'm rambling on and on, not making a whole lot of sense about things that are totally unrelated, but she seems to make sense out of them. Clocks and watches remind me of my therapist, the way her eyes dart back and forth between me and the time. Pillows remind me of my therapist, especially when I beat them up. Empty chairs remind me of my therapist, especially when I talk to them. And you remind me of my therapist, but you don't cost a thing. Sometimes when I am in the chair and she begins to stare, I wonder if she likes me or not. But I know if I asked her, she would turn it around and say, "Why is it important for you to know?" I'd say, "I don't really know why I want to know. It's just something I was wondering about." But the real question is the one that I can't ask her. If you weren't my therapist, would you be my friend? Or do you have to like me because I pay you? Laughter reminds me of my therapist. My childhood reminds me of my therapist. My therapist reminds me of my childhood. Thanks a lot. My dog reminds me of my therapist, the way she cocks her head and listens without any judgments at all. Do I remind you of a therapist? Why do I remind you of a therapist? I hear you saying that I remind you of a therapist. Is it my calm demeanor that reminds you of a therapist? Unanswered questions remind me of my therapist. If you remind me of my therapist, we'll probably get along.
Bum, 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 bum rows of pearly white should all be glistening bright, and a peppermint grin is the one sure to win. You know, I looked at your face, I thought, what a disgrace. When you started to smile, it made me run a mile. So if you want me to stay, you got a brush every day. It's incredible, so incredible. Do you brush your teeth? I know it's not a problem. Do you brush your teeth? Your teeth. I know it's not a problem. Do you brush your teeth? Do you brush your teeth? You know that garlicky meal has made your breath so unreal. On the receiving end, you just don't know how I feel. When you started to laugh, I caught your fiery drum. So if you want me to stay, you got a brush every day. It's incredible, so incredible. Do you brush your teeth? I know it's not a problem. Do you brush your teeth? Your teeth. I know it's not a problem. Do you brush your teeth? Do you brush? Yeah, just brush your teeth. You could be my kind of guy, the apple of my eye. You've broken rule number one, you know how to turn me on. Go to the bathroom and take out a paste. Oh, don't let a love buy it, it'd be such a waste. So if you want me to say, you got a brush every day. It's incredible, so incredible, it's incredible. Do you brush your teeth? I know it's not a problem. Do you brush your teeth? Your teeth. Your teeth.
It's incredible.
Rows of pearly white should all be glistening bright, and a peppermint grin is the sure way to win. You know, I looked at your face, I thought, what a disgrace. When you started to smile, it made me run a mile. It's incredible. Do you brush your teeth? Oh no, it's not a problem. Do you brush your teeth? Do you brush your teeth?
Now back when TV wasn't too old, a certain young fella with a heart of gold sung a cigarette song. Well, that young fella was me. Since then, the world's made a lot of whirls, and you good-looking women who then were girls will find I've got a little different philosophy. There's far too many pros and cons, and too many brunettes that turn into blondes, and too many commercials telling me what to smoke. Well, I'm still sticking to my favorite brand, in spite of that crepe-hanging medicine man who says if I keep smoking, I'm bound to croak. Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death, think about all the time you spent feeling a little bit more content by lighting up another cigarette. Now the fellow who wrote that caution sign on this here cigarette pack of mine meant well, and he's a good old boy, I'll bet. But he had him a job to do, and I'll bet you a quarter when he got through, he laid his pencil down and lit up a cigarette. I see no harm in innocent fun, and I'm the sort of a son of a gun who just can't spend my time with frights and fears. I ain't gonna let it bother my mind if I cash my chips in ahead of time, cause only Methuselah lived 1,000 years. Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death, think about all the time you spent feeling a little bit more content by lighting up another cigarette. Why, cigarette smoking's a part of life. For instance, when you try to explain to your wife why you didn't get home till 4 o'clock last night, and she's demanding to know just why, you can think up a pretty good little white lie while fumbling for a cigarette and hunting the light. This life ain't nothing but a poker game where no two hands are quite the same, and I never saw a winner afraid to bait. So if you figure you want to quit, I wouldn't criticize you one bit, but right now I think I'll have another cigarette. Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death, think about all the time you spent feeling a little bit more content by lighting up another cigarette.
Nicholas,
Albert. Look, I don't know where they are, but I'd like you to meet my two pals, my buddies, my two amigos. I'll tell you all about them. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all, until I met my two good amigos, Nick Dean and Al K. Hall. Strange as it seems, I met in my dreams Nick Dean and Al K. Hall. Here's what they said to me, use your head, just see, your life is very, very dull. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all, until I met my two good amigos, Nick Dean and Al K. Hall. So I said to Nick, Nick, tell me quick now, what should a fella do? He said to me, boy, easy to see, boy, you should try a cigarette or two. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all, oh, until I met my two good amigos, Nick Dean and Al K. Hall. So I lit the fag and I took me a drag, and then to my great surprise, I started to gasp and cough like a rasp, and everything spun around before my eyes. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all, oh, oh, until I met my two good amigos, Nick Dean and Al K. Hall. So I said to Al, Al, be a pal, now what do you really think? He said to me, boy, easy to see, boy, smoking's kid stuff, pour yourself a drink. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all, until I met my two good amigos, Nick Dean and Al K. Hall. So quick as a wink, I took a drink, swigged a glass full down. Well, first it seemed to hit me, then it turned around and it bit me, and everything went spinning all around. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all, oh, oh, until I met my two good amigos, Nick Dean and Al K. Hall. But here is the joke, when I awoke, it wasn't finished yet. I noticed first a terrible thirst, and then a craving for a cigarette. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all, oh, oh, until I met my two good amigos, Nick Dean and Al K. Hall. Take my advice, this smoking is nice and the drinking is really lush. As you can see, there's no change in me, I'm still pure as the driven slush. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all, oh, oh, until I met my two good amigos, Nick Dean and Al K. Hall. Nick Dean and Al K. Hall.
Come lock me and we'll all have some fun to a swinging little beach up 101. There's a new dance craze that they're gonna teach. The only place to learn is down at Muscle Beach. Flexing up your biceps, that's how it goes. Then you turn your head and you strike up a pose. Do the mashed potatoes and you stick out your chest. The guys are looking good, but the girls are looking best. Everybody do it now. Move a little muscle now. Everybody kick the sand, come on now, just like a muscle man. It's the latest dance that's going round, and if you can't cut it, you're muscle bound. Do the sauce and shuffle and you kick up the sand. Pick up your chicken, you're a muscle bustle man. Flexing up your biceps, that's how it goes. Then you turn your head and you strike up a pose. Do the mashed potatoes and you stick out your chest. The guys are looking good, but the girls are looking best. Everybody do it now. Move a little muscle now. Everybody kick the sand, come on now. Just like a muscle man. Everybody do it now. Move a little muscle now. Everybody kick the sand. Everybody do it now. Move a little muscle.
John, what are you doing there?
Well, I'm clapping my hands.
Well, that looks like fun.
It is fun. You should try it, Levi.
All right, I'll try it. How's it go?
It goes like this. I've got the clap and I'm giving it to you. I've got the clap and I'm giving it to you. I've got the clap and I'm giving it to you. Who's got the clap? I do, I do.
Well, that looks like a lot of fun. I want the clap too.
It's really easy. Anyone can get the clap. I've got the clap and I'm giving it to you. I've got the clap and I'm giving it to you. I've got the clap and I'm giving it to you. Who wants the clap? I do, I do.
Now you guys, wait a minute. I want the clap too.
Now we got jeepers. I want the clap too.
We've got the clap and we're giving it to you. We've got the clap and we're giving it to you. We've got the clap and we're giving it to you. Who's got the clap? We do, we do. And of course, make sure you wash your hands after you've got the clap, because you don't want to spread germs or anything. That's just gross.
All right, we're back now, and it's almost time to go home. Don't leave yet. We have a few more for you. We started with Billy Crystal and Christopher Guest I guess that came right off of Saturday Night Live, something like that. That was I Hate When That Happens. That became a real tagline, and it's still active today, as you probably already know. Little Old Doctor from Ipanema. That was The Detergents, a Ron Dante collection. He was the guy behind that. And he was also the guy behind the Archies and the Classic Four. This, as you could probably tell, was kind of the sequel to The Leader of the Laundromat, right? Yes. Ray Charles after that, I Don't Need No Doctor, and Ray Charles needs no introduction. Jack Barrett, I Want a Nurse. And I will say this, when I was sick with cancer and I was in the hospital for 3 weeks, it was the nurses that pulled me through. And not only were they just wonderful people and everything else, but I was in love with every single one of them. I swear to God, especially you, Monica. You know who you are. The Amateur Transplants after that, a group that wanders around singing medical parody songs led by a guy named Adam Kay from London. Okay, that was the anesthetist hymn. They didn't have to operate. They just pulled the zipper. It was Otis Parker from like 1955 or so. Nancy Tucker, Everything reminds me of my therapist. I like that one a lot. Oral Hygiene was Bongos, Bass, and Bob, which was, I guess, a cover of the one that was Elk and Seal, Mr. Elk and Mr. Seal, with the addition this time of Penn Jillette. Okay, same basic song, pretty much exact, but this time Penn Jillette was with it. Susie and the Dentist, after that. Do you brush your teeth? I mean, really, do you? All right. Well, you should, all right? Just, you know, once a week, whether they need it or not, right? Tex Williams after that, Smoke, 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 1968 version, co-written with Merle Travis. Not sure if Merle Travis had anything to do with the original or not, but the original was like from 1947, something like that. Rolf Harris after that, you know him from Timey Kangaroo Down, Boys. That was Nick Teen and Al K. Hall, two guys who can probably get you in some serious trouble if you're not careful. And then our darling Annette, the late Annette Funicello, Muscle Bustle. And then somebody anonymous, I've Got the Clap. And of course, you know what that was about, really, not about health at all. So, all right, so I got two more for you because health ultimately has one goal in life, and that's to kill you. And I have one goal in life, which is to live long enough to come back and see you next week, okay? I'll see you then, God willing.
In these days of indigestion, it oft time comes a question as what to eat and what to leave alone. For each microbe and bacillus all have a different way to kill us. And in time, they always claim us for their own. Now there are germs of every kind in any food that you can find, either in your market or upon your bill of fare. People die from drinking whiskey, but drinking water's just as risky, and it's oft time a bad mistake to breathe the air. Now take the inviting green cucumber that gets most everybody's number, while a green corn has a system all its own. And though a radish seem nutritious, his behavior's quite vicious, and a doctor will be coming to your home. Eating lobster, either cooked or plain, is only flirting with ptomaine, while an oyster sometimes has a lot to say. Oh, but the clams we eat in chowder makes the angels chant the louder, for they know we will be with them right away. Some little bug is gonna find you someday. Some little bug will creep up behind you someday. Then he'll send for his bug friends, and your earthly trouble ends. Some little bug is gonna find you someday. Now eat a slice of nice fried onion, and you can call for Dr. Munyon. Apple dumplings will kill you quicker than a train. Chew a cheesy midnight rabbit, and a grave you'll soon inhabit. For to eat it all is such a foolish game. Eating huckleberry pie is a pleasing way to die, while sauerkraut brings on softening of the brains. And when you eat banana fritters, every undertaker titters, and casket makers nearly go insane. In cold storage vaults I visit, I can only say, what is it that makes mortals fill their systems with such stuff? Now for breakfast, prunes is dandy if a stomach pump is handy and a doctor can be found quite soon enough. Eat a plate of fine pig's knuckle while the gravedigger chuckle, and also make a note upon his cuff: fried liver's nice, but mind you, friends will soon walk slow behind you while your relatives start scrabbing about your stuff. Some little bug is gonna find you someday. Some little bug will creep up behind you someday. And then with a nervous little quiver, he'll give you cirrhosis of the liver. Some little bug is gonna find you someday.
Ladies and gentlemen, it don't matter how many vitamin pills you take, you're still gonna die. You can exercise every day of your life, but you're still gonna die. And hey guys, go get all the prostate exams you want, but you're still gonna die. You can quit smoking, but you're still gonna die. Cut out coking, but you're still gonna die. Eliminate everything fatty and fried. Get yourself healthy, but you're still gonna die. Stop drinking booze, you're still gonna die. Stay away from coos, you're still gonna die. You can cut out coffee and never get high, but you're still gonna die. You're still gonna die. Still gonna die. Give aerobics one final try, but when the music stops, you're still gonna die. Put seatbelts in your car, you're still gonna die. Cut nicotine and tar, you're still gonna die. Exercise that cellulite off of your thigh. Get slimmer and trimmer, but you're still gonna die. Stop getting a tan, you're still gonna die. Eat oat bran, you're still gonna die. You can search for UFOs way up in the sky. They might fly you to Mars, but you're still gonna die. You're still gonna die. You're still gonna die. All the Reeboks, Nikes, and tennis shoes you buy, they jog you up to heaven, but you're still gonna die. Ginseng tonic, you're still gonna die. Try high colonics, you're still gonna die. You can have yourself frozen, suspended in time, but when they thaw you out, you're still gonna die. Have safe sex, you're still gonna die. Switch to Crest, you're still gonna die. Get rid of stress and get a lot of rest, and get an AIDS test and do your best. Move out west where it's sunny and dry, and live to be 100, but you're still gonna die. Still gonna die. Still gonna die. So you better have some fun before you say bye-bye, 'cause you're still gonna die.